That was Luca Bloom going for a ride. And in fact, one of our US-born reporters, Kristen Henning, has also gone for a ride. She now lives a nomadic life, having sold the family home. And her most recent adventure was a slow tour by bike around southern Italy. And she speaks to Graham Kemlow about the pros and cons, if any, of slow-speed tourism.
Welcome back to the show, Kristen.
Thank you, Graham. Great to be back.
How long were you away?
Well, the total trip was about 6 weeks, but a month of that was in Italy, and 7-8 days of that were on bicycle.
Right. So were you in southern Italy before you took up the bicycle ride?
Well, we traveled to, we started our bike ride in Matera, and we arrived in Matera by way of Rome, then a train to Salerno, and then bus from Salerno to Matera.
Okay.
I think the way most people would travel there would really be advised to fly to Bari in Puglia and then rent a car or take a train from there.
Now, just so that people, I've actually got the benefit of having a map sitting here in front of me. We're talking about the heel of the boot-shaped Italy. It's a long stiletto heel. And so you can imagine that the Achilles and the heel and then the length of the stiletto is the area we're talking about, Puglia.
Brindisi and Bari are the biggest cities in
And they're on the coast,
Puglia.
I can see, yeah.
Yes, on the Adriatic coast on the eastern side. The stiletto heel part of Italy is called the Salento Peninsula. Yeah, it's due east from Naples, more or less.
Okay, all right.
But on the opposite side.
Righto. So you started from Matera. So it was a seven-day trip. We've discussed before that you actually chose to hire bikes that had some mechanical assistance for those days when you were maybe not quite as energetic. And how did that all work out?
It was great. And when we talked about it before, I was feeling a little bit of chagrin and having to decide on the e-bike. And we were so happy we did it because we had essentially this year no training time to prepare for the ride. We were coming off a bad winter and other travel and bad knees. So, you know, and we're old, fairly old. So,
well, you're past 50, decided, according to your website.
We are definitely past 50.
Yeah.
And I might add past 60. Yeah, it is a first experience doing a ride like this with electric assist bikes called e-bikes. And we had about a minute of advice on how to use them, which is all you need. It's like riding a bike.
Stop and go.
Yeah, you pedal and you have these bikes are, Tom's was a German-made Bosch and mine was Spanish made, I can't remember the brand name. Very nice bikes. Each of our bikes were, well, mine was 21 gears. Tom might have been less than that. So you're going through all your gears just as you normally would. The mm-hmm. bike itself is quite a bit heavier than a normal road bike or racing bike or, that I would use. So part of the electric assist is kind of compensating for that extra weight.
Yeah, I understand.
But, just a huge advantage for starting up from a stop on a hill, which can be kind of difficult with a heavy bike. You just turn it on the lowest power, and the first time you step on the pedal, you just get that little extra distance.
That's fantastic. Were you personally fitted for these bikes? They give you the sort of adjustments before you took off?
Yeah, and you know, that's a good question, because we gave our height and weight, and when we first got on the bike, I made some minor adjustments in my seat height. I think every rider should know that they're going to need to stop the first day and make some adjustments. The seat can generally be moved back and forward and back, as well as up and down, or your handlebars may be adjusted a little bit so your weight is distributed evenly, because torso heights don't necessarily relate to your overall height, and that's the balance you're going to want to have.
Okay.
So we made some minor adjustments, yeah.
Yeah. Did you have panniers on the bike carrying your clothing, etc.?
Yep, we each had a pannier, but we really didn't need to carry very much because our luggage was carried forward each day from hotel to hotel.
Ah,
but in the panniers, we carried our chargers, which we never needed to use during the day, but just in case. Water bottle, rain jacket, maybe a snack, and that's about all we needed to carry. Well, for us, camera gear is the other big thing.
Oh, fantastic. Did you take a decision as to where you would stop in advance, in other words, off the map, or did you just work out along the way,
well,
or here's a good place to stop?
We worked with this company called biketours.com. They basically helped us decide where to bike, which route to take, and the local tour operator we were to work with. So once we were there, we were with a local Italian-based bike tour company based out of Matera, and they provided us from the get-go a daily GPS Garmin programmed in for that route for the day. Our hotels were booked, so we knew what town we were going to and what hotel we'd be staying at. But from in between, we just stopped whenever we felt like it. We saw a pretty picture scene, we would stop and take a picture. We wanted to have a drink of water or a snack, we stopped. We saw an interesting town, or we managed to bike into an interesting town in heavy traffic, we wanted to stop and have a cup of coffee.
Right.
So it was, in between, it was just all as we wished.
So you didn't find yourself on Freeway 101?
No, it was really wonderful. We were mostly on little farming roads, bike trails, some tertiary highways, very little traffic, and occasionally a busier highway just to make your way into or out of a town. But those pretty short segments, yeah.
So you quite liked the idea of having somebody preordain where to go and how to get there. You didn't mind that?
Oh, yeah. It was great. Plus, in the daily notes, we would have not just where turns needed to be taken, but interesting sights, suggestions for other stops, recommendations for a lunch place, and then in the town that we would arrive in and have our luggage delivered to our room, recommendations already for that town as well. That was fabulous. I love that part.
Yeah. And what happened to you that you might describe as serendipity? What were some of the unexpected things that occurred, good and hopefully not bad?
You know, one of the reasons we chose this particular route is that it goes through two different World Heritage sites, the first being Matera and the other being Albero Bello, where the truly stone conical-shaped roofed houses are, which you may have seen pictured.
Yeah.
And what really surprised me around Albero Bello, and this is not coastal, it's in the middle of the peninsula, is that these truly homes, the stone homes and huts and farm sheds, were scattered about the countryside. You don't need to go to this one town to see the World Heritage Site. They're all over the countryside. They're still in use. Old ones are still in use and rebuilt, and new homes are being built still using that truly style. They might add on to a modern home from an old truly, or they're using new building in the truly style. Trulli is the plural. That was fascinating. Another example might just be a town that we stopped in for lunch, and in the square there was with a beautiful, many of these towns are at hilltops, so this particular town had a really great view over the countryside, over the hill, but also in this park with the view, a memorial to the town's World War II fallen. It was very fascinating and sad to see so many similar family names listed. You might see one family with five brothers or cousins fallen in the war.
Yeah, that is sad.
That you wouldn't see when you're
on a bus.
The drive-through or on a bus.
Were your saddles sore? Did you sort of need special spa treatment? Or
you don't know. Surprisingly, we weren't. We did about 35 miles a day. 55, 60 kilometers a day. We do invest in good quality bike shorts, so that helps. And I think we just stopped enough, walked around enough that we really didn't feel the adverse effects. We weren't even that stiff. I mean, a little bit stiff because we hadn't been biking, but nothing that made us second guess our whole trip or anything like that.
Okay.
It felt really good.
I guess a measure of this would be the question, would you do it again?
Oh, absolutely. In a heartbeat. I will be doing it again.
And have you got a different location planned?
I don't. I think that I've got two bike trips in mind, and one of them will be with Tom, and I really don't know where that's going to be. We talked about Greece when we decided on southern Italy, and maybe we'll look at Greece again. And
Okay.
we have done one before in France, so we could go back there because we loved that. My guess is we'll probably do Spain. A friend of ours just biked, also with biketours.com, in across the Basque country in northern Spain,
Oh,
and
terrific.
that sounds fabulous. I would love to do that.
Well, now that they've stopped fighting, it's
The
probably a good place to
other,
go.
yeah, I think we would want an e-bike there. It's pretty mountainous.
Yeah, you're in the
The
bottom
other
of the
one that I'm
Pyrenees,
looking
aren't you?
Yeah, it's definitely in the Pyrenees, yes. The other one that I'm looking at is with my book group of 12 women, and we would like to do a bike barge trip.
Ah, okay. So you ride alongside the canal
Yes, and
or away from the barge and
staying in
back.
the barge the whole time and just do day trips if you wish on the bike.
Well, that sounds fantastic. I don't know what you call 12 women on bikes. Is it a flock?
Let's go with that, sure.
Yeah. Well, that sounds great. I think I'd love to hear about that. That'd be a bit of
I
fun.
think we'll come up with some. I'll
You need a team jersey
figure
and
it out a
everything, I
way.
think. You've got to go the whole catastrophe. Anyway, Kristen, it's terrific to talk with you again and hear about that particular trip because we had previewed it. So it's nice to hear that you got out alive and brimming with excitement for the next one.
No, we loved the food, we loved our accommodations, and the whole experience was great. So.
Well, Kristen Henning, thanks so much. And we look forward to our next discussion. Goodness knows where you're going to be going next, but you are travel nomads. We've discussed that before. And we love to hear your stories.
Thank you.
Yes, our US-born reporter Kristen Henning certainly gets around. I wonder where she'll go next, but she's certainly living the nomadic life and having sold the family home. She's that particular report was in a slow tour by bike around southern Italy.
Around Puglia, to be precise.
Puglia, that's the one, that's the stiletto, the heel of Italy,
Yes,
isn't it?
that's the one. That's the one. The Adriatic, it's on the Adriatic coast.
Oh, what a great trip.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show.